Welcome back to Nerds, Nerds, and More Nerds. My name is Miguel. This is Travis.
How you doing?
And this is Cole.
Whoa, mama!
today, we have a lot planned. And that's about it. That's all you get. Roll the intro. Welcome back, and let's get right to it.
Yeah. Okay. So Miguel, you built a computer.
I did build a computer. Yes. And you can see the time lapse right now in the bottom right hand of the screen.
And sit up tall so you can see it, and me.
Yeah, it's not going to block you. Don't worry. Oh. I won't do that
okay,
to you.
Okay.
it was great. It was a little confusing at times. Luckily, yeah. our camera guy, Colin, came and helped me out. I was having a little bit of trouble with the fans. I was watching, like, a YouTube video on how to do it, how to build one. And actually, let's put a link down in the description to that video. It's my boy, Who is Matt? Matt, Who is Matt Johnson? He's a really good...
Yes.
wedding videographer. And he like has these cool teaches you how to do it like step by step. Really good at
tutorials.
Yeah. Tutorials. Yes, exactly. You got it.
Awesome.
Very good.
Very cool.
Yeah. Cool. So link down in the description for that guy on how to build a PC. I got stuck in this spot because he had, like, an extra cable that I didn't have. And I was like, what do I do? I don't know what to do here. I built everything else. Like, I was able to, like, get everything configured and all that. So I called Colin, and I woke him up when he was taking a nap.
And then Colin was woke.
But he's
your nap foul.
Thankfully, he, like, came over and helped me out because, man... I would have been stuck, dude.
Oh, man.
Dudes. Yeah.
You didn't have to do any soldering? You didn't have to pull out the old soldering iron?
Did you have to do any of that? Of the gluey bits?
Nope.
No.
None of that. Actually, it's a lot like Legos.
Okay, awesome.
If believe it or not.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of believe it.
I've watched a lot of videos about it, because I'm planning on building one as well.
Okay.
So I've watched a lot of videos. It's just that I haven't purchased anything to do it.
Yeah.
And I've seen like with particular things that they like, they'll like use adhesive or something in certain spots, like on particular builds. Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I was wondering. But no, it was all.
No, yeah.
It was like all... Legos. Yeah.
It was just like Legos.
Yeah.
No,
so it was.
Yeah. None of that.
It was kind of like building the Death Star, eh?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
If I ever built the Death Star.
Yeah.
Which I haven't.
You've built the Millennium Falcon, right?
Yes, I built the Millennium Falcon.
You did do that one.
That was great. That was great.
You didn't build the Death Star? I thought I
would. I did not. I did not build the Death Star. That thing is like $600.
What?
Yeah.
So you're saying we're going to build it on the show eventually.
Eventually, yes. We will build it on the show.
I heard that same thing.
Yeah.
As long as we get Patreon subscribers. link in our description to Patreon. So thank you
Please
for
help
that.
Us.
If you can help
we
us.
We just want to build it.
Yeah, we just want to build Legos.
That would be great
do
if
more
you could
nerd
help.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much for watching and listening. It was great.
So it was a good time.
It was, yeah.
And that was the only tricky part that you ran into.
Yeah, that was like, then also Colin,
had to correct everything.
Had to remind me I need like certain things in order to actually have a working computer, like... The
monitor,
the Windows software, like Windows 10.
That helps.
I forgot I have to buy that. You know, like
$120
there,
and then
I also need like either an Ethernet cable to get internet or like a Wi-Fi adapter.
Mm.
like USB or like built into the computer.
Right.
I'm waiting on it. It'll be here on like Thursday, but I'll have internet on Thursday. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's super cool.
Yeah. I was really worried.
Were you?
No, that's why I'm touching my nose.
Okay.
So what do you think you're going to do with your computer first? Like, what things do you plan on doing with it?
So I plan on editing videos, primarily either wedding videos or these nerd podcast videos. Yes, awesome. That is correct. You heard me first here on the podcast. I edit these videos.
That's him.
That's me.
That's what he does.
That's what I do.
I don't do it. Just look at me.
Yeah.
I show up and I talk really loudly, and then they say, hey, back up away from the microphone. You're nerding out way too loudly. And then I say, okay.
Fine. Like he's doing now.
And then I go home.
Yes.
But I'm actually going to start doing a little bit more for the channel. With a segment I am going to be calling The First Hour, where it will be four videos every week, each of them being 15 minutes long, and we will be playing a game. By we, I mean you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'll make just fun try commentary. Just trying
to have fun, I dare you.
Oh, jeez. Dude, we will have a bunch of fun. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
That sounds kind of like bad acting right there.
It almost seems like the people are worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
no, it'll be fine.
Why is he telling you not to
worry? It'll be okay.
It's like, I shouldn't have to worry, should I? Why? Well, now you know. Speaking of games.
Yes.
Yeah.
What have you guys been playing?
Oh, dude, you already know what I've been playing.
Well, yeah.
What
have you been playing?
Yeah,
okay,
been
so
playing? I have no idea.
Since we actually I've been playing two things.
Okay,
wow. Since we
so you don't know.
Okay, so
why?
One of them.
Why'd you lie?
You know, so Final Fantasy VII just came to Switch, and I have been playing it, and it's a whole bunch of fun. It's old, but it's fun. Well, yeah, sometimes old things are fun.
We're going to circle back around to that.
Yeah!
Continue.
Let's do that. But in addition to that, okay, so my good pal Brent, he's in town.
Oh, wow.
Right now.
Nice.
Yeah, he showed up, and I started talking to him about video games and Switch stuff and whatnot, and I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, the new Zelda's sweet, the new Mario's awesome, like, all these games are really cool. And he's like, dude, what they need on Switch is a new Smash Bros. I'm like, dude, they have it. They have a new Smash Bros. And it's got a bazillion characters in it. And then he's like, oh, that's cool. And then we started talking and we're like, yeah, maybe, you know, like a day while I'm here, we can get together and you can, you know, show me some of the stuff. And I'm like, cool, all right, yeah, let's do that. And then I realized I don't have all of the characters unlocked. I don't have hardly any of the characters unlocked. Like, not a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was up last night. Started last night.
Unlocking them all.
Dude, I unlocked five last night. And I think I'm about to, like, I think I've got, like, maybe 24 characters unlocked so far. And there's, like, 70-some of them.
Yeah, what? I was about to say, yeah, there's, like, 76
there
or something like that.
Tons of them.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I started doing that.
How difficult are they to unlock that you only got five?
So it started out in a very difficult manner. I was losing left and right, and I had to get good, son. I had to get good.
Well, yeah.
And so then I got good. I found the character that works best for me. I was trying them all out. Because usually it was Kirby.
Right.
Kirby was my dude, and in 64, people would be like, no, you cheated! You used Kirby! I'm like, he's someone that you can use in the game. How is that cheating?
There's no cheating.
Like, why don't you be Kirby, and I am Kirby, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, right.
Show enough. Same thing still happened. So as the games like went on, I kind of stopped using
Kirby, and I didn't really play them as hardcore as like the N64 one. I played the GameCube one, Melee, a little bit, you know. I know that one was like a huge one. Right. But yeah, with this one, my dude is King K. Rool from Donkey Kong. He's like this big, like crocodile dude. He's like a big fat fella, and he's got a cape and a crown.
Yeah.
And he shoots this gun and like sucks up like the adversary into it and like fires it off of the stage. And yeah.
Wow.
Night and day difference. Like that's my dude.
Huh.
To be in this game at this point.
Okay.
Until I unlock someone else that's awesome. Way but yeah, so far that's like the dude that's gonna be unlocking most of the games.
Sick.
Yeah.
Right
on. So that's what I've been playing. What have you guys been playing?
I haven't really been playing a lot.
I've
been doing a lot of working.
Working.
Yeah. Working, filming, editing. I've been doing a lot of that.
So not a nerd, dude.
Well, yeah. I mean,
but
I've been watching.
See, what you need to do, but, you know, you need to come up with a good idea like I did, where I can work and play at the same time with the first hour. I get to play and I get to work.
Yeah.
And I just get to say silly stuff at the same time, you know?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, those are like...
Well, I mean, you do that anyway, but...
I know, yeah. It gives me a good excuse.
As soon as I have all my monitors set up and my computer actually, like, fully set...
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start playing more games.
Yeah.
On PC.
You think we're going to
be a PC guy all of a sudden?
I'm
going
to be a PC guy all of a sudden.
You're joining the master race of PC players, eh?
Hey, man, PC master race.
Oh, I know, yeah.
PC master
race. What are you going to play? What are you going to get? What are you excited to play? Are you going to go back? Are you going to go back in time and get new stuff? Or old stuff, I mean?
I'm really excited about Raft. Somebody told me about this game a long time ago.
Okay.
And it's like a survival-based game.
Okay.
That sounds cool so far.
You're on, like, this one plank of wood.
A raft, if you will.
Okay, I will.
And you have to collect these items that, like, float by you.
What?
And then just build off of that.
Come on.
So you have to, like, collect planks of wood. You have to collect plastic. You have to collect all these different things. You have to fish for food. You have to... create this thing to make clean water because you're stranded out in the ocean.
Oh.
And you're on this raft.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's it. And there's a shark that always comes by and attacks your raft.
Son of a... Well,
all right.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
It sounds really cool, and I really want
to
play it.
Does it just go on forever, or do you ever get to a continent?
I think it just goes on forever. I don't think you ever... Well, no, I think you do... Like, there are, like, some areas where there are, like, little pieces of land, but it's not, like, an actual giant island. It's just, like, a tiny little spot with, like, trees on it where you can, like, grab those seeds and plant on your raft
food. You're meant to be on the water all the time.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. When do you battle the dragons?
There are no dragons. Oh. There's a shark.
So, when you say battle dragons, that kind of leads me to believe that you're playing a game that has dragons in it.
Is this true?
Yesterday, you said tomorrow, so just do it!
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I've been playing Skyrim.
Oh, wow, you went back.
See, I went back
to play,
and this is the roundabout we got stuck in here, which drove us into, which is okay because it goes around and round.
Yeah, what goes around comes around.
Right, and you know, I mean,
what?
Oh, he was. So this roundabout we came into has to do with the question we posed on Instagram, right? You know, or not a question, rather about a statement of, you know,
oh, the
a game that's made Zelda. Well, yeah, what was that?
Yeah,
Give it to me once more again.
I don't remember exactly off the top of my head. It's saved in my phone.
A game that is well made, you can play forever. A game that is like well liked doesn't play that great, or something like that. What was it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's on here somewhere.
You do have it?
I do have it. There it is. Okay. I found it. Okay. It is here.
Say what it is.
You can see it on the screen. A video game that looks good is impressive for a few months. A video game that plays well is impressive forever.
Yes. Now, this is what I wanted to circle back around to, because I love that phrase.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it was sort of highlighting the Zelda game, you see pictured there. But
yeah, the shield behind you.
Yes. But it applies to, like, any game that you would ever revisit.
Yes.
I think.
Yes.
I mean, no matter how good or bad it looks, even. Like, yes. There's terrible-looking games that I play over and over because they're so much fun.
Final Fantasy VII is god-awful-looking.
You went back and played the original.
But it's so good.
Oh, dude, it's really good. And then I think the coolest part of it is when you pause it and you see those, like, awesome hand-drawn... Like, the thing that I posted on Instagram where it's, like, the animations of, like, each character in your party that are, like, hand-drawn. So cool.
Yes.
Nice.
That looks awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yes.
So yes. So Skyrim is one of those situations. That is one of your particular games that you'd like to...
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
So which version are you playing? PS4 then?
No, I'm playing PS3.
Okay.
Old school.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Original school.
Nice. Original school.
Yeah. And it's fun. I mean, it's fun. Yeah. Like, it's like...
What part are you at?
Tell you, I just kind of picked it up to play it again, you know. I had the idea that I would just go around killing giants and plundering caves and this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and then I started to do the smithing thing, you know, where you get as many resources as you possibly have, and you just go crazy on smithing, and you make a bunch of stuff, and you improve everything you have, and then you try to sell it and get all the coins from people.
Yeah,
you ever tried? Right, okay. Well, okay. I was getting caught up in all this stuff, and I'm looking at the tree, you know, the skill trees, and I'm like, man, I'll never get to the, you know, the master archer, you know, thing without leveling up all these other ones too. And like, you think about it all, and you're like, conjuration, you know, yeah. And it's crazy, but
yeah,
I'm so drawn in again.
So yeah,
that's great.
So this kind of leads into what I was thinking about, like what we would talk about.
Oh,
so like, I'm. Like, I love RPGs, you know? Like, they're super cool.
That's your jam.
You know, that's my jam.
That's why we call you Travis RPG. Your last
Johnson. Yeah. So, like, okay, so to give, like, a little bit of a backstory, like, okay. I played games, like, as just kind of entertainment, you know, like, back when I was a kid, you know, and growing up. And then I kind of shied away from it a little bit, like, once I got to, like, teenage and, like, my college years a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, Miguel had to, like, twist my arm to beat Twilight Princess. He was like, dude, just beat the Sky Temple, dude. Like, just keep going.
Yeah, what's your problem?
I will.
You were literally right at the end.
Yeah, I was right at the end of that. This happens for a lot of games with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've played a ton of games, and I've finished a lot less. You know,
wow.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I'm trying to work on, you know.
Gotcha.
You know, which is funny. Speaking of which, I don't think I've finished a single Assassin's Creed title. I've played almost all of them.
Really?
I haven't beat a single one of those games.
The only one that I did beat?
Really? What's wrong with you? The only one I didn't beat.
The only one I did beat? Seriously?
Oh, did beat.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
I knew you were going to say that.
So when you say beat it, what do you mean?
I mean, I beat the game. I completed the story.
Wait, you guys, can I
insert? And I got to 99% complete on the entire game.
What?
Yep. The only thing I didn't get was the final, like, ultimate ship. The secret, the fourth ultimate ship or whatever.
That you battle.
That you battle, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I couldn't beat it. It was the hardest one, and there's like a certain way that you like
maneuver around
it, and like
those battles beat it. Are nuts, aren't they?
It's nuts, dude.
I hated the two.
I didn't beat it, and then somebody stole my PS4.
That's right. I lost it. I remember when that happened.
or PS3. Stole on PS3, yeah. So I bought a PS4.
Yeah. However, on the subject.
Yes.
And this is a funny little thing, like, on the side, right? Yeah. So I'm talking to my girlfriend. She's not a video game player, like, at all, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is just really funny.
Okay.
And, like, you know, it comes up every once in a while in conversation. And we're just talking, video games, whatever. Her thing is, like, original Mario. You know, just like every other female, you know.
I like Mario.
To the platformers podcast that we did before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That one right there.
So,
Girls better at platformers.
Yeah.
Which still is weird.
Yeah.
So there's Mario, no video for it. It's just
audio. It's but just it's audio. It's a video, but it's audio.
You can still watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's telling me about this, and I say, okay. You know, like, have you ever beaten a game? Like, what's a game you've beaten before? I keep saying the word beaten, right?
Yeah.
She turns to me and she says, "What do you mean?" And I said, I said, "Have you ever beaten a game?" That's what I said. And she said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Then you haven't." I already know you haven't. She's like, I'm laughing.
Have you ever saved the princess?
What do you mean? Like, it was so funny to me. Like, I was dying laughing.
And she punching it with your fist.
Yeah, ever get really mad and just...
You know, just take a game and just...
Man, it was hysterical.
Have you ever completed the objective of said game?
No.
No, it has not happened.
After she asked me that question, I basically came to platformers, come on.
Yeah, come on.
I tried to show her Little Big Planet, mm-hmm. and she liked it. Yeah. But we were playing with too many people that weren't good at it.
Yeah.
And we're also being turds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we couldn't really enjoy it.
Did you just call someone out on this show?
They know who they are. I'm not going to say
they watch the show.
But they don't watch the show.
Oh.
Jessica and Matthew. We know who you are.
That's right.
Just kidding. I know their names. Well, you know. I mean, are those seriously their names?
I mean, try to keep it anonymous. And then this guy. Well, anyway, so I thought that was really funny. Beat the game. Okay, so
what I was going to say, though.
Yes.
This kind of ties into what you were saying, though, about beating things.
Sick. About you're sick
things. Yeah. So dudes, I haven't, like, I'm an RPG man.
Yes,
you know, Travis
RPG
RPG man Johnson
RPG
man. That's my name legally. But I have not completely been immersed in Skyrim.
Why snuck?
Like everyone else. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't played it enough.
Okay.
Because you haven't mastered the controls yet.
Yeah, and right. I haven't.
Didn't you
well,
say
not
that?
Maybe not controls, but like just the systems in general, like how everything works in the world. And
I'm going to blow a hole in your story.
Okay.
By saying that
story
if,
hole.
If you yes, ready?
Yeah.
You have played Breath of the Wild.
Yep. Oh god, I beat it. Yeah, I put 130 hours in it,
and not Skyrim.
Yeah.
What gives?
I don't know, man.
Why?
Skyrim came out before.
It did. But
Breath of the Wild,
dude.
And you realize Breath of the Wild just kind of like took that idea and was like,
I like what they did. Let's blow this up.
Let's make this Zelda themed.
I know. Sick. I think it might be because there are no Gorons and Zoras in it. That might be why.
That's probably
But there
why.
Are Draugrs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Khajiit.
Yes.
Okay.
And
Nords. And
dragons.
And plunderers.
Sell me on it, dude.
And thieves.
Sell me.
Oh,
on Skyrim.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, wizards?
Oh, man. The dark... What are they called? Dark,
you know,
lords or something.
So here's one thing that kept me away from it for a little while until I learned that I could turn it off. I'm not much of a first person guy because I get a little bit.
It's not
you
first
can
person.
Toggle
but
between
yet,
first
you can toggle.
And third.
Yeah.
I didn't know that for a long time, and then when I found that out, then I started playing it a little bit.
Now, you didn't run into the problem that I did when I was playing Fallout 3, where I had too much stuff and didn't quite know what over-encumbered meant, and maybe I was walking way too slowly for too long and decided this game's not for me.
You are over-encumbered. Yeah. You are over-encumbered.
Why does it keep saying that? What is that?
See, that? Yeah, I realized that it happened in Skyrim when I was playing, and I was like, oh, well, why can't I carry everything?
Skyrim is way better about it. They're like, you have too much stuff, you cannot run. Like, yeah. That's what it says in this game. That's what it says, yeah. Like, in Fallout, you are over-encumbered, and something is...
weighing you...
Well, yeah, sure, yeah. He's like, over-encumbered. What?
Okay, sure, I'll just eat some chicken noodle soup. I'll be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then you eat all the chicken noodle soup you do, and then you run into a super mutant, and now you don't have any chicken noodle soup to recover your health.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Used all your VATS points, and now you gotta run away, but you can't because you're over-encumbered. What now?
I guess you just switch over and play Breath of the Wild.
Where you can carry everything.
Dude, okay, so that's another story in itself. Here so, Breath of the Wild, there is a limit. Okay, so you can carry food.
Yeah.
As much food as you want. There's a whole...
Food is weightless.
Yeah, food is weightless. Wow. You can... Okay, so you gather, like, apples and, like, meat. You hunt animals and kill them, like, fish and, like, these wild boar and, like, tons of stuff.
Just like in Skyrim.
But then you take all of these things and then you cook and you make a dish. You combine certain things.
Oh.
Make a dish, and that gives you even more life, like, more hearts or more stamina.
Just like in Skyrim.
Is that in Skyrim too?
See?
Damn it.
I'm trying to like, wow, that's awesome. But it's in Skyrim. No.
I'm not saying that I don't want to play Skyrim.
Like, right.
I've only scratched the surface, and I want to get excited to scratch more of the surface.
Does the magical aspect of Skyrim entice you?
Yeah, that sounds magical.
You can control fire, you can control like weapons that you just conjure up in your hands.
You could literally play that whole game and only be a magician.
Yes.
I like that.
And never once, like, wield, like, an actual sword at a person.
Yeah.
Just, no, flames that's... you, and fire, or ice you. And...
Or you can just be a thief, and steal things from everybody.
Yeah.
But doesn't that weigh you down?
No, because the thieves' clothing
uh-huh.
allows you to carry more stuff.
Yes.
Oh. Like, infinite stuff?
No.
No.
But just more stuff.
Way more stuff.
Considerably more stuff.
Yes.
Because they're thieves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know who else was a thief? It was Bilbo Baggins.
He was.
Scummy little thief.
Yeah, he was their thief.
That was a really quiet whisper. If you ever whisper again, you should get really close to me.
I meant to say Bilbo Baggins.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I think you should be playing Skyrim. It's fine. Colin says it's fine. He says it's fine, so I'll whisper said it's all right. Wherever I want.
Play Skyrim.
It's so loud.
I definitely will. I'm going to play it on Switch. It's going to be a bunch of fun. It's going to be sweet. But will it be as good as Breath of the Wild?
I don't think you should play it wondering whether it's going to be better or not. I don't know why
you get like so close
don't
to it.
Don't think you
sometimes.
Should be worried about.
don't be worried about that. So
I
much.
Know. I'm just messing around.
Oh.
I'm just messing. There are tons of games that are not as good as Breath of the Wild. Yet.
Can you poison your weapons in Breath of the Wild?
No. Okay.
Really?
Like you like coat them in some sort of poison?
Yes.
And then you can poison others.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Are you Dragonborn in Breath of the Wild?
No.
Can you Fus Rhoda?
You're a Hylian knight. You're a Hylian knight.
Can you?
Can you Fus Rhoda?
No. You can't do that. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Dude, you gotta play Skyrim. Like,
I know.
You really do.
Yeah. That's... Well, I want to hear a little bit more. Like,
look, what do you want to hear?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So,
give us your questions.
So, okay. Yes. So, one of my favorite things about RPGs in general is just becoming better at what you're doing, like leveling up, and then like the skill tree and like all of the things. I want to hear you talk more about that.
Okay, so check this out, right?
Okay.
Because
I'm all ears.
Here you go. So like I was in this cave, and I have to like kill this one guy in like the deepest part of the cave.
Yes.
He's a bad guy, and the whole time you're going through this, you know, he's got other buddies in there with him, and there's like a bunch of stuff. You can always, you know, scavenge things, and you're plundering this whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
But you can do it as silently as you want.
Okay.
And so like the more in Skyrim, the more you do an anything, it's leveling up.
Okay.
Like as you do it. And when it's leveling up, it levels you up like it. So all these skills can be improved upon. And when they are improved, your overall level rating mm-hmm. increases.
Yes.
However, you have to... What leveling up each attribute does is allow you to select even better skills from that skill tree.
Like the skill tree. When it goes up to the stars and then...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they've... And like, you've seen the skill tree.
Yes.
I mean... It goes on forever. You can never fill that thing up.
Never ever?
I mean, you can.
Cannot.
You can. There is no max level.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Seriously, there is no max level. You can literally max...
So you're going to max out every one of those skills.
So you can. Miguel played this game for 1,800 hours.
I did, yes.
Yes.
I did not once max it out, but I know that you can.
What level did you get to? Do you remember?
I think
did you regret spending that much time with it?
No.
Okay, good.
Not at all.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
I do want to go back and play
it. Are you excited for the new Elder Scrolls 6 game?
Yes. My PC, I'm gonna play Skyrim. Yeah. What?
What?
Yes.
I was just saying.
Absolutely.
You answered my question already.
Yeah. I'm going to play it on PC.
Master Race. PC Master Race.
I wonder if it's going to be
Master.
Elsewhere.
Master.
Yeah, just like that. Just like Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dude, oh, you can...
Hold on, to answer your question, though.
Okay.
The highest level I've ever gotten.
Right.
I believe it was 129.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
Wow. I'm only a level 46 right now.
Yeah.
But I started over, like, it's right, one of those games. You, like, you get so far into it, and you're like, cool, I'm a really badass dark mage. But all of a sudden, I want to be able to shoot that guy with an arrow way over there because, you know, I don't want him to see me. And I just want to get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have any of those skills upgraded.
Because you're only whatever you
right.
So like
decide to train on.
Yeah, whatever you pick is like what you're stuck with.
No. So, you can always do all the stuff in that game, and it'll always level up those skills.
Yeah. So you could... Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So theoretically, maybe like pickpocketing is like the lowest skill you have. Maybe... Like, your pickpocketing skills at level 2.
Yeah.
But, like...
Just level up.
You could go around the rest of the game pickpocketing everyone and, like, get it better and better and better to, like... You could go from, like, an overall level 20 to an overall level 30 just pickpocketing.
Yeah.
And then your pickpocketing skill would be, at, like, 50.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you can get, like, the, you know, whatever, like, soft feet or whatever. You know, like, all the all the little things in the tree.
Dude, I would love to have soft feet.
Dude. I mean, yeah. I'm trying to get to the thing where, like, running and walking doesn't affect my sneak.
Yeah.
Tough.
That's cool. Actually,
it is really tough, yeah.
That, there is something like that in Breath of the Wild. You have, like, a Sheikah uniform, and you look like a ninja.
Oh.
That's cool.
It's awesome. And it's really good for sneaking up on horses. And you sneak up on them. And you say, ooh, easy, baby. And then you just jump on it. Ooh, easy. And then they say nee. And then you say there, easy baby, easy. And then you take it over to the stable, and then you register your horse, and then they ask, like, what do you want to name it? And then you say, Poo Poo Face, of course.
Wow. Okay, so, you know, I'll give you that. There are no horses in Skyrim.
Oh, no, no horses.
What are you talking about?
Did I just make that up?
Yes.
Oh, I just made that up.
So Skyrim is so big that Cole has never seen any horses in it.
Wait.
Wow.
Yeah, are there horses? Crazy. There are horses in Skyrim. Yes.
Remember the mammoths?
Uh-huh.
The trolls.
Yes.
They're not horses.
There are horses.
Can you tame the horses and ride them?
Yes.
Wait, yeah. Actually, I just remember I rode a horse in Skyrim. Yeah. I was trying to ride up a mountain.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this isn't going to work for too long, and I got off the horse.
Wait, really?
Horses? Yeah, yes. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, there are horses in Skyrim.
Yeah, of course there are. Anyway.
Anyway, there are horses in Skyrim.
But there's tons of different, like, armors and stuff, dude. You can make, like glass armor.
Yeah.
Okay. There are tons of armor in Breath of the Wild, too, though.
But there's, like, way more.
I think there are more.
Steel plate? In the
wild. I don't think so.
Ebony?
I think there are even more. Whatever it is in Skyrim, there's
Dragon scale? Dragon scale?
One more in it. I'm just joking, dudes. I don't think there are that many.
Elven?
Yeah, elven. Nord.
Dwarven?
But here's another thing. Can you dye your armor and change it to different colors? Because that's in Breath of the Wild, and no, you can put on a cloak with, like, that. Kind of a cape on the back of it. You can dye it so that it looks like Superman, or Aquaman, or whatever.
You can enchant your items.
Cool. Oh yeah,
what's you that can? Called?
Mods.
Oh yeah, mods.
Oh yeah, mods. Yeah, there are
mods.
There are only.
It's like what?
Yeah, there are mods? Only. Okay, so. Breath of the Wild has mods if you download, like, a copy of it, you know, not so legally, and then you put it through an emulator on your computer, then you can do mods, but I think it's a lot easier to do them on Skyrim, I'm sure.
Well, maybe.
Yes.
I play modless.
Yeah.
It's just more fun that way.
Okay.
Mostly. I mean, for you, yeah.
Sure. My brother-in-law said that he was really... he was, like, really into the mods.
Oh, wow.
And he said, like, that's why he liked playing it on PC.
I don't know. All right, here we go. We're cutting into mods now.
Yeah.
They kind of ruin games, don't they? What do you guys think?
I heard that the new Resident Evil 2 remake, the dude that chases you, X or whatever.
Wesker.
Yeah, he, like, you can mod him to be, like, Thomas the Tank Engine. And he just, like, crashes into the walls and he's, like, chasing you.
What? Wait, the guy chasing you.
Yeah, the
not
guy.
Wesker.
Yeah,
you're chasing Wesker.
What's his name? Is it Mr. X or something? Something X.
In number 2?
Resident Evil 2?
No.
What's his name?
I mean.
What's his name?
You're investigating Wesker because you think he's on your team, but you start to figure out no, he isn't. You've never played Resident Evil?
Anyway, there's a guy chasing you.
Okay, and he's coming after you.
He's Thomas the Tank Engine.
Wow.
And he's constantly, like, chasing you.
See, now, I get the novelty of it, but when I'm playing a game, I want to play the game. You know? Mods are fun after, like, no one wants to play with you anymore, and you've got to find another way to entertain yourself. Yeah, it's like, that's like in Grand Theft Auto. You know, you're shooting a shotgun, but cars are coming out. That's a mod. Shotgun cars?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dude. Honestly, so, I think that's pretty fun.
Dude, so Durs, for a while, he was watching, like, GTA 5 mods on his iPad. And it was like, related to, like, stuff that he liked to watch, like, this kid's show called PJ Masks.
Oh, man.
And so, like, the characters looked like them, and they were driving their cars, but they were just doing, like, insane, like, crazy flips off of everything. They weren't killing anybody,
yeah.
But, yeah, it was just, it looked like fun but ridiculous.
But it just has a limited appeal, I feel like, you know? I mean, it takes away from the purity of the game. I mean, it's cool.
You said limited appeal? I don't know. It seems like it'd be unlimited if you could do anything with it.
You could literally do anything.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, but I mean, at that point...
So you're saying unlimited possibilities, but limited fun.
I'm going to put it like this. When I had maybe 6 or 7, you know, of like the really, like, really, like, important kind of cheat codes memorized for StarCraft.
Yeah.
And I'd start around and I'd just put them all in right away. Beep, 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 beep. You know, and have everything, like, you know, accessible to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to upgrade anything. I didn't have to do any of that. All the resources, blah, 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 blah. It was kind of like, I'm going to win no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. That's not a fun game. You kind of have to,
you need a challenge.
You want someone to be like, you know, no, you're not.
Like Thomas the Tank Engine.
What?
He could come after you. He could bust through a wall and just get you, dude.
Like, oh, no! Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Mods, go.
I've never really played with them too much.
Oh. I played with them a lot, especially back when growing up. After I beat a game and completed everything on it, then...
Do you have an example?
And I want to keep playing.
Which game?
Like Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll input all the cheats.
Put them in.
Like they have like big heads or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Giant heads or like, yeah, you know, whatever. Because I want to keep playing it. But since I already beat the game, I want something new.
Fresh.
Something fresh, yeah. Oh, okay. Something friggity friggity fresh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when's the last time you can remember cheating on a game where you thought, this game won't be fun unless I have all the things right now, and then I'll play the rest of it?
I don't know. It's been a long time. I've never done that. Like, I think the last time I did that was, like, when Game Genie was a thing.
Whoa.
That's the last
time.
Not
even Game Shark?
I think I had a Game Boy Game Shark for a second. Wow. Trying to get stupid Mew from under the truck in Pokemon. For whatever reason, it didn't work. But I've got Mew now on the Switch because I got the Pokeball thing, and it came with Mew. So now I've got Mew from Nintendo in a legit fashion.
Nice.
Boom. So no there. Cheats required. Yeah. Now, Miguel, what did you say?
I said I've never cheated.
Never, ever.
Unless I had beaten the game.
Okay, you didn't include.
So you never, game. You never
well,
had.
You didn't let me finish.
You never had so Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and press like up, down, left, right, A, start, and then you see like, and this works on the Switch too. Same code still works on the Switch.
What?
And it's like a whole, when you do that on the title screen, it's a list of every like level, like every zone.
Whoa.
I've never done that.
And you can pick, you can scroll fact, right down to
in
Dr.
Fact,
Robotnik.
In Sonic, I've only ever gotten all the way to like level 7.
Okay, on the
that
first
is,
one or
on
the second?
First one.
Okay. Okay.
The first one, that is the farthest I've ever gotten.
No
I've
tails,
never,
no knuckles,
no tails, no knuckles, none of that. Just level 7. That's as far as I could ever get, and I tried going back to it as an adult, and I still can't even get past level 4.
Dude,
because I forgot everything.
I feel like the first Sonic was a little tricky because you couldn't do like a spin.
Yeah.
The charge.
Yeah. 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 The second one, I have beaten that one, but it was only like maybe once or twice, like not very frequently.
Some of those old platformers are tough.
The third one
The
third one is a little bit more forgiving because you can actually save in it, especially when you have it with Sonic and Knuckles attached. Remember how they used to stack?
Oh man,
that's nice. Superb.
Bueno.
Sonic Mania, that's like the new Sonic game, kind of the same save stuff, but that one is tricky. I think that one might be the hardest Sonic I've played.
My biggest turnoff to Sonic is that you have to rush through the thing as fast as you can. Like that's part
so
of the
here's
game.
The thing. Sonic Mania, it kind of changes it slightly. It's like, oh, I have to slow down a little bit for this.
Hmm.
Just slightly. It looks exactly the same as the other stuff. But it's like, it's almost like a remix of the first three games in like Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh, wow.
So they took all of what they did back here and like a fan made Sonic Mania.
That's cool.
It's sweet. Huh. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show.
That can't be possible.
Man. It is super
you are possible. You are lying.
I am not lying.
We've only been talking about Skyrim.
Well,
and not other true. Stuff.
Other stuff. I talked about building my PC.
Yeah.
All right.
Other things, Sonic. You know.
But we didn't talk enough games. About Skyrim.
And we didn't talk about Captain Marvel. But we'll save that for the next episode on Nerds, Nerds, and More Nerds. Please hit that subscribe button, like button, and leave a comment below. Let us know what you guys think about the show. We would love to hear from you. All right, bye.
Captain Marvel's a girl.